Hello, thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is Lindsay. How can I help you today?
How are you, Lindsay?
I'm good. How are you today?
Actually slightly annoyed. I'm no offense when I say this, but thank God you're American. So
I called
earlier because our internet provider was bought out by Arch Top Fiber in January. Since then, we keep getting ads for, like, Arch Top Fiber, which I'm great with. But one of the ads is you get gig internet for $69.99. Well, we have gig internet through our internet provider, which is now owned by you, except it's $149.99 a month for the gigabit service. And when I called to question it, because I've already talked to the local company, and they pretty much said, F you, we have our own pricing. They told me they'd get to someone and figure out why and get back to me, and all they did was call my local internet company, who called me screaming.
Okay, yes, I understand, and I do apologize for that issue. Let me see here. At Arch Top Fiber, our 1 gig internet is, yes, it is $69.99. Okay, let me see here.
Because you guys bought out the Hancock Telephone Company. It's now Hancock Fiber, owned by Arch Top Fiber. You acquired it in January. Actually, I think you acquired it slightly before that, but officially took over in January.
Okay, yes. Let me see here if I can find more information out about that for you. And you're saying Hancock, H-A-N-C-O-C-K Telephone Company?
Yep.
Okay, yes. Let me see here.
And when they said they'd find out about it, all they did was literally call my local internet company and say, hey, he's saying you were promised these prices and you're not keeping it. And I'm like, well, first of all, that's not what I said. What I said was, why is it being advertised that all of Arch Top Fiber speed is this, but we're being billed this? And she said, because we're not going by their pricing yet. They haven't told us to.
Okay, yes, and I understand.
And my other question originally was, we were supposed to get the multi-gig in our area, which I do now. I talked to Dave down at the local Hancock. Me and him are good. He said that you guys are having problems getting them hardware to upgrade to the 10 gig, which I get, you know, not a problem. He said it should be somewhere by the end of the month. But my problem is, like, looking at your site, you know, for the price we're paying, we're at, like, the 3x3 gig, not 1 gig, you know. And even then, we're high. I think our internet portion alone is $139.99. And that's for the 1 gig by 1 gig.
Okay, yes, I do understand. And I do see those. Our pricing on our internet here is 1 gig for $69.99, and the 2 gig is $89.99.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Even
yes.
The 2 gig is cheaper than what we're paying. Now, the 10 gigger, it says 10 gig, but it actually says 8, and I don't know why it says that. But the 8 gig is more than what we're paying. I wouldn't touch that, but I'm sitting here going, we're paying more than the 2 gig tier. And they're telling us right now, I do know they don't offer more than a gig. I have the highest package until whatever upgrades you guys push through them get put in. But I'm still, like, we were confused on why we've been being billed $149.99 for gig internet if, and they're mad that I'm calling you guys and asking, but I'm calling and asking because since Archtop has acquired it, our browsers almost sense that it's your network and focus ads based on you to us. Like, our ads pop up. Archtop Fiber is this much a month, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, this is not what we're paying.
Okay, yes, I do understand, and I'm not sure about that here. Let me see, because on our prices, like I said, you are correct about the $69.99. And the $89.99 are the only two prices that we offer right now. What I can do here is, I'm not familiar with the Hancock Telephone Company name. What I can do, if you don't mind, if I could have your name and number, I will send a message over to my supervisor and see if I can find out more information about the situation and see about the pricing differences.
I mean, personally, I'd rather not, because I did all that earlier, and literally all they did instead of calling me back was call my local office, who then screamed at me, explaining to me that even though they're owned by Archtop Fiber, they're not following their pricing.
Oh, okay. That is what they said over there?
Pretty much.
Okay, yes, I understand. Let me see here.
Somewhere I'm confused is I'm not sure where you're located. I was trying to call the Kingston, New York office, because that's where headquarters is. Because earlier I called the tech support line, and I got someone in, like, the Philippines who just threw me under the bus completely.
Okay, yes. I'm not sure what the tech support department could do. This is the customer support department. And what I can do here, if you don't mind, I can, if I could have your number, I can go ahead and find out more information about why they would be charging you a different price. And then if I can call you back, I don't want to place you on hold because I'm not sure how long it would take to find that information out.
Right.
Yes, but I could call you back myself. It's 5 p.m. right now.
Okay, yeah, it's 6 here. That's fine. I mean,
yes.
I don't mind. I'm just, I was really friggin' pissed off that all they did was call my company, who proceeded to yell.
Okay, yes, I do apologize for that, and I'm not sure what that might have been about, but I can always ask here what the situation with the Hancock Telephone Company is, and then I will call you back about that. Would you like me to call you back tonight or tomorrow morning?
Whenever. I don't mind either way.
Okay, yes. All right. Okay, so what is your first and last name?
William Coyote.
Okay, and your first name is spelled W-I-L-L-I-A-N?
Yes.
Okay, can you spell your last name, please?
C-A. Do I have to give you my last name? I'd rather, because like I said, last time they just forwarded everything to them and I got yelled at.
Well, that's okay. We can you can just give your first name, and then what is a good callback number?
607-595-7175.
Okay, thank you. That was 607-595-7175.
Yep. And
okay,
I instantly
yes.
knew they snitched me out, because when my phone rang, it wasn't a 1-800 number, it wasn't Archtop Fiber, it was the Hancock Telephone Company, and I know that number by heart because that's all we've had for 30 years. You know, it's
okay.
Well, a lot longer than that, but the 30 years I've been here.
Yes, I understand. So what I can do here is I will find more information about this, and then I will call you back when I have that information, okay?
Okay. And then, like I said, I do know they're working with Dave. Because Dave did tell me once they get the 10G network up, I will be the first one notified. But just every time I ask him, they're giving him different timelines on shit. Their pricing isn't matching. It's all, you know what I mean?
Yes, I understand. Yes. So I will go ahead and find more information about this, and then I will contact you back, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, yes, you're welcome, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. Have a good day.
You too.